We're doing the Kiddush Chanuch Mekor Chaim. We're doing the laws of Chanukah. A woman is obligated to light Chanukah candles, and she could light on behalf of the whole family. If a person already lit, and then his wife comes home, and she wants him to light on her behalf, so the Kiddush Chanuch Mekor Chaim says he may light on her behalf and make a blessing. Now, our custom is that a woman is yotze with her husband's lighting. That's how we do it. Ashkenazim, generally the wife does not light her own chanukiah. She's yotze with her husband's chanukiah. A person who is blind, he has to light his own chanukiah. Now, let's say he's in someone else's house, so then he could join in the expenses of the menorah, of the oil, the wicks. If he's married, then his wife will light on both of their behalf. And if he's alone, he has his own room and he's single, so then he should ask people to assist him in lighting his own candles without a blessing. Once a child becomes of chinuch age, where he knows how to light his own menorah, so then we should train him to light. So now it depends if you're a Sephardi or an Ashkenazi. If you're a Sephardi, where the father lights for the whole family, okay, so then the kid is part of the whole family. If you're an Ashkenazi, where we each light our own menorah, that's our custom, so then the child should get his own menorah and light his own. He makes a blessing when he lights, but obviously he cannot light on behalf of an adult. There is a custom among the Sephardim that the father lights the first candle, and the remaining candles are lit by the children. The shamash, even a child that's not yet of chinuch age can do, just to get him excited over the mitzvos. There are those. I think that's most of us. Our custom is that we light the added candle. That's the first candle we light, meaning on the second night, the candle that's added to where the first candle was, that's the one we light first, and then we move on to our right to the next one. What happens if you're a guest, or you're renting a room by someone? So ordinarily, we say chip in with their menorah, and you don't have to pay. They could just give you a part of their oil, and you've fulfilled your obligation. If you have your own room, you have your own windows, you could light your own menorah. If your wife is lighting Hanukkah candles at home, so then you fulfilled your obligations with her lighting. So that's why I told the soldiers that they should be yotze with their wife's lighting back at home. Some say that you can even make a blessing, even though your wife is lighting at home, you can make a blessing in the hotel or wherever you'll be staying. And some say you cannot make a blessing. If a person is going to be in a hotel, so then he should attempt to light the candles. He says he should be the one to light them in shul and make the blessing there. And then if he'll light again in the hotel room, he'll do it without a blessing. And that brings us to the conclusion of his laws of lighting Hanukkah candles. And then we come to the laws of davening on Hanukkah, which we'll see Be'ez Hashem next time.